Okay, in tonight's show, I want to discuss a shayla about women and gaimel. Whether or not women have an obligation to bench gaimel. Oh, my video's off. I'm sorry. Okay, tonight I want to discuss a shayla about women and gaimel. Do women have an obligation to bench gaimel and all the different situations that can come up? Now, when it comes to... One second. Okay. Women and gaimel. Now, when it comes to women, there are a couple of different options that we need to discuss this evening. About, first of all, option number one is that a lady who goes through one of the four things that normally require gaimel is completely exempt from it. That's option number one. Option number two is she's 100% obligated, and we'll have to figure out how exactly she's going to go about to bench gaimel. Option number three is that her husband will somehow, some way, be able to bench gaimel for her. And then option number four, which we'll have to discuss, is does it matter why she's benching gaimel? And we'll break it down into two categories. One category is any of the other reasons a person benches gaimel. They fly, they have general anesthesia, corona, whatever the case may be. And there's a special category called women who give birth. All the women who give birth will see in halacha are in a separate category with regard to benching gaimel. So let's discuss the sugya tonight about whether or not a woman has an obligation to bench gaimel. Now, we spoke last week at length about children benching gaimel. Tonight we're going to discuss women. Now, strictly speaking, one would have assumed, and this is what many poskim do right, that there is really no good reason to argue that a lady shouldn't have to bench gaimel and she should be any different than a man. Strictly speaking, the Gemara that we've seen many times discusses the idea of gaimel. There doesn't seem to be any good reason to draw a distinction between men and women. The most simplest reason to assume women are putter is what I call a technical problem. Because we'll see in the Gemara that Gaimel is always recited in front of a minyan of 10. Gaimel is usually recited at Kriyas HaTorah. Women usually don't attend either of those. So that's what I'd call a technical problem. Now, is there a way around that technical problem is what I wanted to first begin with tonight. So let's see the Gemara over here, source number one. We saw this Gemara already once before, maybe even twice before, but it's very essential to the sugya. Says the Gemara, number one, my mevarech. What exactly is the text of the bracha of gaimel? So we learned this last week on Rav Yehuda Baruch Gaimel Chasodim Tovim. So last week we spoke at length to the text of the bracha and how it affects children reciting the bracha. Then the Gemara continues. Abaye Omar v'tzorech laduyi kam yasar. Abaye says you need to bench gaimel in front of 10 people. The chesivka says in the pasuk v'yareimimu b'kal am, that I will raise up the kahal am, the word am, kahal am, the nation. Marzutra omav train minay rabbanim. Marzutra said 2 of the 10 have to be rabbanim, Torah scholars. Shemar says the pasuk v'moishiv zakenim yahalua, amongst the zakenim, which means those that learn Torah, I will praise Hashem. Maskav avashi ve'ema kul rabbanim. Maybe all 10 have to be rabbis, not just 2. The Gemara says miksiv bekahal zakenim. It doesn't say it should be a group of zakenim. It says bekahal amtsiv. Frank, the Gemara ve'ema be'asar rishan ami v'trei rabbanim. Maybe you have to have 10 regular folk and 2 rabbis. The Gemara says kash. Okay, I want to pick it up from over here. Rabbi Yehuda cholash. Rabbi Yehuda was sick. Rabbi Yehuda was sick, and he got better. Oh, legabi Rav Chana b'Bagdaso. He went to visit Rav Chana from Baghdad. Rabbanan Amrili, and the Rabbanan said to him, "Brich Rachmona." When he came after he recovered from his illness, the Rabbi said to him, "Hashem shall bless you. The Yehavach and the Halon v'lo Yehavach la'afara, that you gave us him and you didn't get returned to the dirt. Basically, thank you, Hashem, that you didn't die." So Amalahu, he said back to the rabbis, Patris and Yase Meladuye, you just exempted me from benching Gaimel. You just exempted me from saying, you did it for me. So what do you see from this Gemara? That the person that went through the Yeshua doesn't necessarily have to be the person to bench Gaimel. Because over here in the story, the Rabbanan were the ones who said the text of the Gaimel. Yet says Rev Chana, that, as it says, Rabbi Yehuda, that exempted me from Birchas HaGaimel. So Lechai, we see from this Gemara, a big chiddush, that when it comes to Birchas HaGaimel, you don't have to be the one to make the brach. So the Gemara asks, you have to have 10 people. So the Gemara says, there were 10. But the patient wasn't the one who benched the Gaimel. The Gemara says, says the Gemara, it's okay. Since he answered amen to the bracha that was recited about him, even though he didn't actually recite the bracha, that's good enough. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that when it comes to Birchas HaGaimel, the patient, the one who experienced the salvation, does not necessarily have to be the one to make the bracha. But he just has to answer amen. So if we take this Gemara literally, one can conclude that if a lady doesn't want to be the one to bench Gemel, so maybe her husband can bench Gemel on her behalf. Because you see from this Gemara that the patient doesn't always have to be the one to bench Gemel. And the Rosh in number two discussed this. And the Torah writes, Upirish Adoni Avi Rosh, he quotes from his father, the Rosh, Avagav de Shemea Yotze Bishmiya Belenius Amen. He says, why does he even have to answer Amen? Shouldn't it be good enough just to hear the bracha? So he says, yeah. Hainu dafke shamavare chayiv gam bebracha az yoytzi hashmei b'loni yasayimin. If let's say, for example, me and you are both mechuyev in a bracha, let's say we're both about to sit down to something to have a cup of water, and you make the bracha, so then I don't even have to answer on me. The mere fact that I heard the bracha is good enough. Aye, so why does the Gemara say over here that if Yehuda had to answer on me? Says the Torah, Avol hacha kimin shehim lehayu chayavim bebracha zu, since the rabbis weren't mechuyev in kaimel, they weren't sick, l'kach hutzrechu la'anus amin. Therefore, in order for this to work, says the Torah, you need him to answer amin. V'loy chash bebracha v'atala, says the Torah, why is it not a bracha v'atala? Because the rabbanan weren't the ones who experienced the salvation. He says, kimin shehim lehayu chayavu ba'a, shehim nasu shevach v'haydol l'makim, kiderech v'nyodim shemeshabchen l'makim, ala toive shemazmin lehem. The answer is because I'm giving praise to Hashem. I'm so happy that you saved this rabbi. This rabbi was someone that was so special to me, and this rabbi was very sick. So I'm praising Hashem on the fact that you saved this rabbi. So the Torah is explaining to us two very fundamental yesoides. Yesoid number one is that the reason why in this Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda had to answer Amen was because the person who made the bracha was not mechuyev in the bracha. However, one can conclude from this Torah, let's say for example, a husband and wife would travel together overseas, and the husband has to bench Gemel because he flew, and the wife has to bench Gemel because she flew. The Chayra, one would argue that the husband could bench Gemel and the wife wouldn't have to answer Amen. The only reason why Rabbi Yehuda had to answer Amen in this Gemara was because the people making the bracha were mechuyev. Then the only way to connect the bracha to the recipient is through the Amen. However, if let's say, for example, we both would be mechuyev, let's say husband and wife are both saved from a car crash, or let's say husband and wife were both experienced corona together and they were both very sick, so then strictly speaking, if the husband makes the bracha and the wife just hears it, that would be good enough. She wouldn't even have to answer Amen. That's l'chayra what one conclude from this Torah and this Gemara. Now, it's not so simple. Because if we were to leave it right here, one can make the following argument. Your wife is not going to bench Gemel. However, she still has to come to shul when you bench Gemel. And when you bench Gemel, you can have her in mind. And you can include her either in your own bracha or you can make it on her behalf. However, the Beis Yosef tells us not so simple. He writes, in number three, Yesh lul moit. Some people want to conclude that some people want to learn that when their wife gives birth, they get up and they bench Gemel. There are many husbands that bench Gemel for their wives when they have babies. So what do you see first of all from the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef assumes that childbirth is a reason to bench Gemel. So the Beis Yosef writes, there are many people that learn from this Gemara that when a lady has a baby, what happens? The husband gets up and he benches Gemel on his wife's behalf. Why? Just like the story. Just like the Rabbanan were able to make the bracha because they were so happy that Hashem saved their Talmud Chacham friend Rabbi Yehuda. So too, every husband has the right to get up and say to Hashem, I am so happy that you saved my wife from childbirth. Says the Beis Yosef that based on this Gemara, one can conclude that if a wife has a baby, the husband should be able to bench Gemel on her behalf. Now again, according to the Torah, this would not help if your wife is at home and you're in shul. I can't bench Gemel in shul for my wife if my wife doesn't hear it, because the Torah told us that this only works if she hears it. So this would only help if my wife is embarrassed to recite the bracha. So I bring her to shul, I put her on the Ezra's Noshim side, I put her by the lady section, and when I'll get up after the laning and I'll bench the Gemel for her, she'll answer Amen and all will be good. That's what the Beis Yosef says people want to say, and l'chayre it makes a lot of sense. That's exactly like the case in the Gemara. The Gemara said that the Rabbanan benched the Gemel, that Yehuda answered Amen and everything is good. So what do you see? You see, if I can take pride, if I can take hanoah from the salvation, because in the case of the Gemara, the Rabbanim was so happy that Yehuda was alive, and I'm so happy that my wife is alive, that makes sense. So therefore, I can recite the Gemara. So this is the Chayra 1/8, according to this Beis Yosef, to have your wife come to shul, and you'll bench the Gemara, and everything will be good. However, the Beis Yosef says not so fast. He writes, "Al matzosil haRashba," but he quotes a Rashba that writes, "V'af agav de boy hib Yushalmi." Even though the Yushalmi had such a shayla, "Mahu levarach anisei de Rabbi," the Yushalmi wanted to know, "Can I make a bracha on a nes that happens to my Rebbe?" Right, a person's Rebbe is his guidance, his hadracha. So if my Rebbe would be sick and get better, I'd be very happy because I need him in my life. He's essential. So the Yushalmi clears the first shayla, v'loy postu, doesn't answer. So says the Rashba, you have a right from our Gemara. You see from our Gemara that the Rabbanan were able to bench Gemel on behalf of Rabbi Yehuda, so you see that you have the right to bench Gemel on behalf of someone else. So says the Rashba, not so fast. He says, only someone who's your Rebbe. You have to have a very intimate relationship with the patient that he's your Rebbe, and therefore his being saved is an unbelievable sense of pleasure for you as well. The Kasa of Kena Rabbeinu Menoyach, and says the Rabbeinu Menoyach, which means, well, the feed of Raham says the Beis Yosef, Ein Lomay Misham Lamisha Ein a Rabbi. You can't jump. The Gemara is not just anyone that I'm close to who goes to a Tzara that I can mention Gemara for them. It has to be specifically someone who's like a Rebbe. Says the Rashba, it's got to be a Rebbe relationship. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Menoyach, or says the Beis Yosef, even though your wife is chavel of Giguvoy, we'd like to believe you love your wife more than you love your Rebbe, says the Beis Yosef, but nonetheless, it's a different relationship. If it's someone that you have benefit from, and maybe you could, paskin the Beis Yosef halacha l'maisa, ul inyan halacha, kibin deliver akol ein chayiv levarich lo yivarich. Says the Beis Yosef, don't make a bracha for anyone else except for maybe a Rebbe. So here the Beis Yosef is saying you cannot make a bracha on behalf of your wife. Our Gemara was a specific Talmud Rebbe relationship. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, although in theory one can conclude that I can make a bracha atzagaymel for anyone who I care about, and their being saved is a simcha for me, says the Beis Yosef, not so fast. Since the Rashba says it's only a Rebbe, nothing more and nothing less. According to the Beis Yosef, we're now back to square one. You would not be able to bench Gemel on behalf of your wife, even if you brought your wife to shul, even if she sat in the lady section, even if she answered Amen, you still can't make a brachas on Gemel on her behalf. You know why? Because our Gemara is specific to only a Rebbe Talmud relationship. That so seems to be the opinion of the Beis Yosef. There's only one problem, is the Shulchan Aruch. And since the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch also, we're going to have a problem on our hands. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 4, the Mechaber Paskins, in Beirich Echot, if someone makes the bracha and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Mechalom, Asher Gemol Chol Kol Toif, that he gave to you. Normally the bracha is Asher Gemol Ani, Hashem gave to me. Hey, you'll say Gemol Chol on your behalf. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, V'ona Amen, you actually answer Amen Yotza. Yitaka Yotza. So what's the Mechaber Paskin that someone else can make the bracha on my behalf? So this seems to be a steer to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef told us that the only person that you can do this for, this trick only works with a Rebbe and a Talmud. Here the Shulchan Aruch writes it's Stam, that if someone else makes the bracha for you and you answer Amen, you're good to go. So here Lechari the Mechaber sounds like that you would be able to make the bracha on behalf of not only your wife, on behalf of anyone. Let's say, for example, you have a friend of yours who traveled, and he doesn't want anyone to know that something happened to him. He doesn't want anyone to get into a car accident. He's embarrassed. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, so you'll get up, you'll make the bracha, you'll switch the words a little bit, he'll answer Amen, and all is good to go. Which seems to be against what we just read in the Ramah, in the Beis Yosef. Says the Ramah, v'hagah, v'ein zeh bracha v'atala min amavarech. This is not considered bracha v'atala. Ava pi shaloi neschai bracha zu. How can I bench Gemel? I wasn't in the accident. Says the Ramah, hoyul v'ein amavarech rak derech shevech v'idah, al toivas chaveh v'shemesameach. This is what you saw from the tour. So here the Ramah and the Mechabers both seem to be very comfortable with the idea of benching Gemel on behalf of someone else. So first of all, it's a stira from the Beis Yosef. It seems to be a stira. It seems to be a stira from the Beis Yosef. It seems to be a stira from the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber, because in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef told us that you're not allowed to do this, and here we're seeing that you are allowed to do it. And secondly, it comes out lefizeh, according to this Mechaber and Ramah, I should be able to bench Gemel for anyone. I should be able to bench Gemel for my friend, for my wife, for my daughter, for my son, for anyone. I should be able to bench Gemel. So how do we paskin? So if you take a look over here in the Be'er Halacha, the Be'er Halacha right away points out this contradiction between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef writes that the Ramah told us it's okay. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. It seems like from the Mechaber doesn't say which type of person. And this is contrary to what he wrote in Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef ended off, we read it together, that you should not make the bracha on a friend. And here the Shulchan Aruch sounds like you could. Says the Eliyahu Rabbah already that no, we follow the Beis Yosef, which is Shezulas ben oy Talmud. Unless you're doing it for your son or a Talmud, einam rashaim levarach. You cannot make it for anyone else. Okay, so according to the Be'er Halacha, even though the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch would sound like I'd be able to bench Gemla on behalf of my wife or my friend or anyone, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, we don't follow that. We follow the Beis Yosef, which is an interesting thing. We've spoken in the past how these things work when there's a contradiction between Beis Yosef and Mechaber. Here we're saying we don't follow the Mechaber, but rather we follow the Beis Yosef. Then the Be'er Halacha continues, and he writes, "V'alkei nira de'beloy ovi v'rabbi, einoy nochon levarach afilu ba'av al b'noy yukudayim." He writes he doesn't think it's right to make the brach. Then he quotes Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, "No, that you can use this for ba'av al ishtoy." Mishum de'ishtoy kigufoy says Eliyahu Rabbah that no, he thinks that when it comes to husband and wife, you should be able to be saimech on the mechaber. He writes v'gam zetzorchi and says, "Mr. Brewer, I don't like this either." When it comes to Al Anisim, let's say, for example, a person went through a miracle. Let's say my wife would have experienced a miracle. Would I be able to make the bracha Al Anisim for her? Of course not. Everyone's on their own. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berura, Aval Al Oviv, Rabbi Mistab, the Torah Levarich, Kamai the Torah Levarich Anisim. Or Kamai said the Rav. And then he ends off with an interesting idea. He says the Rambam never quotes this whole story. The Rambam leaves out this whole story about Rev Yehuda and Rev Chana. So that leads one to believe, says the Be'er Halacha, that the Rambam doesn't paskin, that one person can make the bracha on behalf of someone else. We have a Gemara Mefurish that says that someone else can make the bracha Zagayimah for you. According to the Rashba, that Gemara is limited to a Rebbe and a Talmud, says the Be'er Halacha, but the Rambam never quotes it. It's very strange. Why does the Rambam not quote it? Therefore, says the Be'er Halacha, he's not comfortable with suggesting that one person can make Zagayimah for someone else. And he repeats it in number 6 in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, "V'ayim be'er halacha sheyesh chol k'malukah din zeh da'agov al kein me'anochet." Paskins the Mishnah Berurah, "Di'izor lechatchila shloy levarach brichas ha'goyimel afilu al kreiv v'ayavoy." Do not bench goyimel for your friend or relative, kiyim al aviv v'rabboy. He thinks only for a father. Let's say, for example, my father was sick, and he gets better, so then I can make the brach and he can answer amen. Or let's say my Rebbe was sick, and I can make the brach and he can answer amen. But for no one else. Not even for your wife, which is you might not want to tell your wife this, but it comes out that your father and your Rebbe are closer to you than you are to your wife. So therefore, according to the Be'er Halacha, this option of me benching Goymel and Shul for my wife who's sitting at home, that's for sure worthless. What about if I bench Goymel on behalf of my wife and she hears it and answers Amen? So that's Pashtus and Machloikis. According to the Beis Yosef and according to the Rashba, it doesn't work. According to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it should work. According to Eliyahu Rabbah, it does work. While according to the Mishnah Berurah, that does not work. Mishnah Berurah does not feel comfortable using such an idea. Nor does the Taz. If you look in the Taz number 7, he writes that it's only okay for a father or a Rebbe, like the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah, like that what the Mishnah Berurah ruled. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, at this point, it seems like that option of making the brach on behalf of my wife is not an option. So now I'm left with option number 2. Okay, let my wife make the bracha herself. Okay, so option number 1 we suggested was that I can make the bracha on behalf of my wife. So that's a viable option, Pashtus, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah. And if you look in number 8, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, on the Torah sounds like that also. He writes, if I want to make goyimel for my friend or a relative, shu ko'ev olav, harushut biyada. So here it sounds like from both the Mechaber and the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe that you are allowed to. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be telling us, as does the Taz, not so fast, that we should not use that hetter. So option number 1, to bench Goymel for your wife, is very, very questionable. Okay, so what's option number 2 is let my wife bench Goymel for herself. She's a big girl, let her bench her own Goymel. So if you look over in number 8, I'm sorry, it should be number 9, well, I have 2 number 8s, but if you look over in number 8 in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes the following. Very important Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Knesset HaGedolah. Knesset HaGedolah lived in the late 1600s. He was one of the Turkish Gedolim. Now, it's written in history books that the Knesset HaGedolah originally believed in Shabbos HaTzvi. And I'm not saying this as a Lashon Hara on the Knesset HaGedolah. I'm saying this just to show how everyone doesn't realize how strong the Shabbos HaTzvi movement was at that time, where there were many Choshev HaGedolim that initially were very caught up by him. Ultimately, the Knesset HaGedolah realized that Shabbos HaTzvi is a scam, and he bailed out of it. But initially, this is written in the history books, that the Knesset HaGedolah was originally caught up, believed strongly in that movement. So we're talking about the late 1600s. So he writes it this. Magen Avraham quotes him. He says, Tema, lo mein anoshim avarechas brachazu, kval deka kasha. Why don't women bench kaimel? I ve'im mishum de boy yud. Maybe you'll tell me because you need a minion. So he writes the Knesset HaGedolah, ha b'dievet tzagi below you. It's not true. Technically b'dievet, you can get away without using a minion. Therefore, says the Knesset HaGedolah, l'chein, tevarech b'fnei ish echad oy b'fnei noshim. Says the Knesset HaGedolah, I have a great idea. You know what women should do? They should make it either in front of one man or in front of a bunch of women. Okay, Billy Nether will discuss this a little later. Comes along the Magen Avraham, he writes, I have a different shot. Do you know why women don't bench Gemel? Says the Magen Avraham, the Efsher, Shemin Hagom, Ebne Shesvi, Le Shebrichas, Eile Rishos. Says the Magen Avraham, you know why women don't bench Gemel? Because Brichas HaGemel is not the Chiv, it's only Rishos. We mentioned on the first year when we started this, the Prima Gadim jumps on the Magen Avraham. He says, what are you talking about? Who actually passed that Brichas HaGemel is Rishos? So we mentioned that perhaps the Machloekes Magen Avraham and Prima Gadim is totally in whether or not the Karban Toida was really a Chiv. We assume, like the Rosh, that the Karban Toida, the replacement of the Karban Toida is Brichas HaGemel. Well, do you really have to bring the Karban Toida? Or if you decided to bring a Karban, that Karban was called a Karban Toida and it had certain rules. We mentioned that was a Machloikis. So maybe that's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. But this is a very, very big Chiddush. The Magen Avraham wants to say that the reason why women don't bench Gemel is because the whole Gemel is a Rishus and therefore we're Mekel for women. Now, let's talk about the argument of the Knesset HaGedolah. Knesset HaGedolah made an argument that maybe the reason why women don't bench Gemel is because you need a minion. He says that can't be because you don't really need a minion. Is that true? You don't really need a minion of bench gemel. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 9, Shulchan Aruch brings down two sheets. He writes, Tzarech levarech bracha zu b'fnei asar. Now we saw the Gemara together. The Gemara quotes Abaya, that Abaya said you have to make the bracha in front of 10 people. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, Reish Yates, Tzarech levarech bracha zu b'fnei asar. This bracha needs to be recited in front of 10 people. The Trium and Arabana, two of them can be Rabbanah, the Chsevirim, B'kalam, Umayshiz Kem Yalua. V'imloi, Shchichi Rabbanah, let's say you can't find rabbis. So then, Layanich Levarach, do not hold up the bracha because of the rabbis. Zakhtar Shochanach Vinog Levarach Achvir Satar. The minig is to make this bracha after laning. Why? Fishyesham Asar, because you'll know there's always 10 people. V'im Beirach Bepachas Me Asar. What happens if you didn't have 10 people? Says the Shochanach, Yeshayim Yim Shiyatza. Some people say Yoytza. Why? Because the whole 10 is only Lechat Chila. V'yeshayim Yim Shiyatza. Some people say you're not Yoytza. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what should you do? V'toiv lachzul levarach b'fnei asara b'le askar shem amachas. You should recite it, remake the bracha, but without Hashem's name. Why? It's because Savik bracha is lahakal. It's very likely you yaitz the bracha the first time, and therefore Savik bracha is lahakal. Says the Mishnah Berurah on this halakha, says the Mishnah Berurah, why yeshayim mishiyatza? V'chol ikar asara ein al mitzvah. Because the whole din of 10 is only lemitzvah, which means the 10 that we have for Gemel is not like the 10 you have for a minion. It's not like the 10 you need for a Dovah Shebegdusha. It's not all Dovah Shebegdusha. We mentioned this before from Rav Shechter quoted this when he was discussing using Zoom. Rav Shechter was saying that the 10 over here is just to be mefarsimit. It's not to make the minion. It's not because it's a Dovah Shebegdusha, but it's just to be able to be mefarsimit. That's why Rav Shechter feels that you should be able to do it over Zoom. You should be able to make Gemel over Zoom because you have 50 people watching it. It's going to be mefarsimit. So the Mishnah Berurah says also the whole reason for 10 is only lechatchila. Ulefize, im yodua shlo yizdam no le'asar. Let's say you know you're not going to get 10. So then yivarach le'asar afi lechatchila. There's no bother, no reason to wait. Va'ayim behilchas ha'ra'ah. He quotes the Rosh. Because of the yam tenat shlo yishayamim. You should wait up to 30 days. Pen yizdam le'asar. Yishayach le'kayim ha'mitzah ke'el ha'chasay. The yoyse le'yamten. This was the opinion of Rav Shechter. For those people who recovered very quickly from COVID. And at that time, we didn't know if shuls were ever going to open again. So if Shechter Paskin, they should take say Gemel now. Why? Because the whole Maila of 10 is only Lechatchila. If you don't know when you're going to get 10, you should do it right away. You shouldn't wait. So there are those Achreinim who want to tell you that Mr. Brewer really Paskins that you don't really need 10. You can get away without 10.
So according to that, according to what Shechter is saying, then we're going to be able to give a Varacha on Zoom?
Yeah, the Chayra. We'll see in a second. According to the Mishnah. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Forget women. Anyone can be Mavarach on Zoom according to that.
Again,
no. A lady at this point should be no different than a man. we're assuming at this point that they're the exact same obligation. So if a man can, again, if a man can get away without a minion, so then a lady can get away without a minion. So if you're not going to have a minion, so then you don't need a minion, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now the argument that we're going to have to see is what happens if you could have a minion. What do you do with women now? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number 11, very, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes this. The Gam Noshim, what about women? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Minog Ha'olam She'eim Mevarchem Brachazu. The minog is, interesting wording, he doesn't say this is the halach, he says the minog. The fact is that in Radin, in the turn of the 20th century, women were not benching goyim. The cause of Achrayin and Tam, and Achrayin tried to give a reason. What's the reason? Shem to say the brachazu b'fnei asara, because normally, because Bechas HaGoyim is recited in front of 10 people. V'lav oirech ara l'isha. It's not derech eretz for a lady to get up in a group of men and to recite a bracha. That's the reason the Mishnah Berurah sticks with. That the reason why women don't bench goyimel is why? And this is not the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush. We'll see this is brought down already earlier Achrayim. It's not derech eretz. It's not proper for a lady to get up in a room of 10 men and recite a bracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'yesha kasvu. There are those who write, the mekom akoyim nochoin. Nonetheless, it's correct. She tivarech b'fnei asara. She should try to find 10 people. Al koponim b'fnei noshim. The Ishechot. 9 women and 1 man. Paskas the Mishnah Berurah that she should try to find a minion of 9 women and 1 man. And that's a very strange combination. What's 9 women and 1 man? That's not a minion of anything. That's what we'd call in Yiddish nishtahi nishtaher. What is, that's a mix. Either you'll tell me to use 10 men, or maybe tell me to use 10 women. What's 9 and 1? Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that the way what a lady should do is she should get 9 women and 1 man. Now we'll talk more about this Mishnah Berurah in a few minutes, but that seems to be the reading of the Mishnah Berurah. Now there are those who want to argue. I think Rav Avadya Yosef Son makes this argument that this is the Mishnah Berurah l'shitasa. He thinks the Mishnah Berurah really holds that women, that you don't need a minion for goyim. So if you don't need a minion for goyim, so you could pull off a shtickle with having 9 women and 1 man. Therefore, that's not a real minion. That's because the Mishnah Berurah holds you don't really need a real minion, even though in Shulchan Aruch it's not so clear like that. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Now, if you look in 10b, the Chayodam. The Chayodim seems to write very clearly. At the end of the piece, he writes, "The gamnoshim rois levarich b'fnei asar." It's also befitting that women should make the bracha in front of 10, pashtus 10 men. So the Chayodim seems to say, for Dava Pashut, that you need to have a regular minion for women as well. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah Berurah number 11, Mishnah Berurah wrote that some people say that you should try to make the bracha in front of 10. 10 means 9 women and 1 man. Where did the Mishnah Berurah get that from? So if you look at number 12, the Sharetzion tells us where the Maramakim is. It's a Knesset HaGadolah, Elyo Rabba, and a Chayodam. Those were the three people who suggested that Goymil should be 9 women and 1 man. There's only one problem. No one actually said that. If you look over here, number 13, the Avnei Yashva, he points out, he says, what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? The Chayodam was the one who said you should make the bracha in front of 9 women and 1 man? That's not what the Chayodam says. The Chayodam says you should make it in front of 10, pashas 10 men. So he writes at this number 30. V'nira kavan se Mishnah Berurah. Shekivin she'al yirabba o mashloi chayovim l'hakbar al asara. The al yirabba was the one who said, you don't really need 10. Nuchal nismech al shita z'knes ha'gdeil. The knes ha'gdeil was the one who said, 9 women and 1 men. If you remember from the Magen Avraham, he was the one who suggested it. So what does Mishnah Berurah mean when he says, knes ha'gdeilo, el yirabba and the chayodim? The knes ha'gdeilo says, 9 women and 1 men. The al yirabba says, you don't need 10 at all. And the chayodim says, you need 10 men. So who was the Mishnah Berurah picking from? Says the Avnei Yeshva, Ube'emes kach mustaver, shari noshim hein mitzaref es kam minyan, shari af hein shaykhis leni b'yachas ha'goyimu. He wants to tell you that Mishnah Berurah meant like this, that you need to have 10 people, but you don't need to have all men. You need to have 10 bodies. Where do you have 10 bodies? So you have 9 women and 1 man. You have 10 bodies. Why is a lady mitzaref for the minyan over here? Because she is a shaykhis to this. This concept of goyim is something that she's connected to. Therefore, she can be mitzvahs also. So according to this, the Mishnah Berurah really holds that you need to have a minion, but you don't need a minion of all men. You can have a minion of 9 women and 1 man, which makes the woman much more comfortable. She can have her husband, she can have her father, she can have 9 of her friends, and you're good to go. That seems to be the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you look over here in the next page from Rabbi Belsky, in the Sefer Shulchan Alevi, he writes something which I thought was very interesting. He wants to tell you that this Mishnah Berurah is not always the accepted psak. He writes like this. Well, because of Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that you can use 9 women and 1 man. He thinks this mishtabru should be used when you have a real reason for benching goyma. Kigoyin, she'ira lo neis borer. Let's say a real miracle happened. You know, she mamish survived a miracle. She'ira betu'unas derochim, she was in a massive car crash and she walked out perfect. Oy choyle misukenes, oy she'yolda, v'hotzvichu laharbe rachmi shemayim. He thinks this shouldn't necessarily be for someone who, let's say, flew. I say you hold flying benches great. Most of them, he thinks you shouldn't use this Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah should only be used for real, real big deals. Childbirth, an accident, a major Hatzalah. Not really sure why exactly that should be the case. The pashas of the Mishnah Berurah is that whenever a lady uses bench game, well, she should do 9 and 1. Rabbi Belsky is limiting. He's saying that this Mishnah Berurah is only when it was, you know, a real big deal. Big nace. Not sure why he says that. But if you look at number 15, the Avnei Yeshva is bothered with a basic kasha. What's the svara of the Knesset Agdeila to have 9 women and 1 man? He writes over Omnam, Mo'odi Temusi, Masha Hutzvech HaKnesset Agdeila Shei Gever Echad. What's this 1 man doing? Gam Noichach Bezman Shei Mevereches. U'man Efshach. Im Noshim Mitzarefes. If you hold women, make the minyan. Sagi Ve'asa Noshim. So have 10 women. Vim Noshim Lo'im Mitzarefes. Oz Shei Asar Givam. Then you have to have 10 men. So very funny halacha. Where do you ever find such a thing? A minyan of 10, but 9 women and 1 man. What's the pshat? Pashan lomdus. Meaning, if you're going to argue that the role of the minyan over here is not like the normal minyan that needs to be made up of men, so then have 10 women. Let's say, according to Rav Shechter, that the purpose is to spread the nes. So then I can hear you could spread it with women. If I can't, you could spread it even more. They'll talk more than the men. But they'll come home and tell everyone about it. The men will be like, I don't know, I went to some goyimel, I don't even know what happened. Right, whenever I come back from a bris, my wife always asks me, what's the baby's name? I almost always forget the baby's name. She says, how can you forget the baby's name? She goes, it didn't really interest me that much what the baby's name is. When she goes to the bris, she always comes back. She remembers the baby's name and she remembers everything. Right? So if we'd be at a goyimel, lavdafka, we spread the word. But if I can't, I would argue women would do a better job spreading the word. So what's this pshara of 9 and 1? So he comes up with a cube shot. I think it's a cube shot. He writes, "V'ulai kosev kein rakli zikarim ba'al mishmitzes utzvicha ba'etzem liyosef negivah." He wants to tell that maybe because we don't want to forget that you might be really supposed to have 10 men. This option of using 10 women is questionable. So we always throw the one guy in, just to remind everyone, you know what? Men are still essential for this idea. But Lamaisa, that's the opinion of the Knesset Gedolah. That seems to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, that you can get away with 9 women and 1 man. Okay, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, if a lady has to bench game, she should gather up 9 of her friends, really, and 1 man have her husband there, and she should bench game. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan writes, initially, that based on the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that someone else can bench game for their friend, says the Aruch HaShulchan, U'mizel lomdu, from here we learn, the Isha shenis chayva b'vechas ha-goyim, l'yochal ha-ba'al ha-varach ba'ado. If a lady has to bench game, her husband can bench for her. When she gives birth, she's safe from sakana. The husband can make the baruch hashem machal kol toiv. She can answer amen. Why? Listen to this line. You can't be any greater love and pleasure that you can have when this woman was saved than you. She's your husband. The loy ki yesh misha mafakvik b'zeis is not like those that debate it, i.e. the taz and the b'zeis. Umikomak and nonetheless says our hashulchan ain't amin akein. That's not the way we paskin. The davar pashtu she'acha she'ene karoyv ve'ene oiv kegufoy ka'av leben oiben la'ach va'ach la'achiv kiyotzeba ella shemvarach alav kadei she'yira ba'avo harei brachal v'atolav ze'ene. It says the Aruch HaShulchan. It goes without saying. If you can't pull this off for your daughter, for your wife, you can't pull it off for your son and for your father, for your brother. You can't make the brachas for anyone. So here, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be very clear that he thinks the accepted custom is you can't make goyma for anyone. There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelekei. Now, Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelekei is a bit of a controversial chelek because it's not completely written by Rav Moshe himself. And I actually found the tshuva over here, which was the last tshuva that was mostly written by Rav Moshe. And they asked Rav Moshe about women and goyma. And Rav Moshe responds like this. Hine, number 17. The etzer. Ein makrin ve'ein tam l'chalik b'chir b'chas ha'ido b'ein ish l'isha. Starts off Rav Moshe the way we started off tonight's show. There should be no real reason to differentiate between a man and a lady when it comes to the idea of benching goyim. Ein shulchan aruch arachayim shemesh yates b'magen avram. The kevin she'ish mevuchoy v'varech v'adei shegam ish mevuchoy v'zavarech. Says Rav Moshe, if men have to, women have to. Ach, however, points out Rav Moshe, ikud varim shechmiru chacham v'oifan asiyah. But there are certain things that Chazal were machmer in how you do them. Shivarcha chayiv levarach dafka basar. For example, you have to make it in front of 10 men. Ubi emakriya. Ubi shashakaru l'tayra. The raki miyev shaloi shiku b'tayra. Varach alabimo. If you can't do it over the sefer Torah, you can do it afterwards. V'hu av shaloi shayach zel abirchas ha-tayra. Ka'aminak b'birchas ha-gaymo. There are certain brachas that just Chazal structured in a way that they're connected to Torah. He writes, the father makes when he So it sounds like from Rav Moshe that the reason why women don't bench goyimel is not really be'etzer. It's just because the way Chazal structured it is to have goyimel always connected to the Torah. Since women don't get an aliyah, they don't bench goyimel. Says the continuation, he writes, Ad kan ksav yad kodesh shomar. Till now, this was the exact writing of Rav Moshe. And this is where things get politically over here, because now someone has to ad lib to the rest of it. He writes, if anyone ever asks you on Jeopardy, what was the last tshuva Rav Moshe wrote with his own handwriting? It was the tshuva ba'birchas ha'gaima. This was the last tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote with his own handwriting, was his response regarding women and gaima. Says over here, v'nisoy l'kois v'sholish pamim, ad sheheniach machmas kushi ariya, ksivas shuras el v'shenimshach ha'kama sh'ois. He thinks over here that Rav Moshe meant some other words. That Rav Moshe felt meant not like the Mishnah Berurah. That tivarech lifnei asara, that you have to make it in front of 10. Al kaponim lifnei noshim v'ish echad. Elo shein inyan b'minyan shal noshim. V'dayim tivarech lifnei odom echad. Ish ay isha. Rav Moshe held you don't need 10. You need one person. So if Moshe, you need one person, man or lady, doesn't matter. Supposedly, Rav Moshe held that you can just make it in front of your husband. Rav Moshe held not like the Mishnah Berurah says, try to gather a minion of a creative version. Rav Moshe said, just do it in front of one person. That's a big cool. According to Rav Moshe, it's easy going. She benches going in front of her husband. No embarrassment, no uncomfortability. It's very, very easy. If you look over here, number 18 in the Siddur Yaivis of Yaakov Emden writes, Mefurish. Says Yaakov, the women should not be mezalzel in brachas agaima. The yomru be'ez v'snashim. Says no problem. I'll say in the ladies section. The yishmu anoshim v'tri rabbonim. Says Yaakov, they have a very simple etza. Let the women come to shul and say it from the ladies section. V'miyef shelo b'kach. Let's say that's not an option. Tevarach b'beisa. She'll say it in her house. The fees that Pasha Shikala doesn't says Yaakov Emden. All those women that after they have a baby, Chayev's Barachas, they have to make the Baracha. Vayedati Loma Va'amahi Kulubuza. Says Yaakov Emden, I don't know why already in the 1700s women were not benching Gaimel after babies. Vimyirza Habal Yivarachu Vitani Hi Achav Amen. Oh, let's say you want to do the Chap of the Shulchan Arech, you make the Baracha and she answers Amen. Vimhoyagam Hayelet Bisakono. If the child will be in Sakono, Ozai Nochain. You know, have a good idea. You should take the baby also. Take the baby in the hands while the mother holds the baby. Because as we mentioned before, last week we know that Yaakov Emden holds kids are mechoyev also. So therefore, Zogt Yaakov Emden, let's say for example, Chaz B'Shom, the whole family was in Sakana. So then dad would make the bracha, mom would be holding all the kids, and they would all be together, and that would be Amin. Just to mix a share we had a couple of weeks ago, Lefiza, what would happen if your wife doesn't want to come to shul? So you go to shul, you make the gaima for her, but you turn on your phone, and she hears the bracha over the phone while sitting at home. Can she do that? So if we chazed the share that we had a couple of weeks ago about how it's already more than a few weeks already about making brachas via the telephone, you have to work that out because that's already more practical. Meaning for your wife to come to shul and hear your amen, so let her just do it already. But here you don't make her come to shul. She stays at home. You put your phone on the bima. After you get the aliyah, you make the bracha. She answers amen over the phone. Does that work? Okay, that's something that's probably connected to what we've discussed in the past. But in any case, if Yaakov Emden was a very big believer, women should bench goyimel. Let them bench it from the lady section. If you look in the Prima Gadim number 20, Prima Gadim writes over here. He quotes a Eliyahu Rabbah, which Bluneda will come back to, with the Eliyahu Rabbah as a different suggestion. But he writes over here that he thinks the husband should make it, and the wife answers Amen. This is what the Eliyahu Rabbah we mentioned earlier. The Eliyahu Rabbah thinks that if your wife hears it and answers Amen, that's good enough. Paskins the Aruch HaShulchan, Allah HaLamayisim, number 21, says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'nashim nagu shalei levarach. The custom is women don't make the bracha. But he writes, Ein b'zeh shum tam. But there's no good reason. So where did the minhag evolve in? He writes a geshmak apshat. Since the minhag is that brachas agayim is always beside kriyas haTorah, everyone can confused in their mind. They all compare. They say, one second, if the brachas agayim is over the Torah and women are part of kriyas haTorah, it must be the part of brachas agayim. They compared. They figured if women are not chayvin kriyas haTorah, they're not chayvin agayim. He thinks they should make the bracha. He says there's no option of making it in front of 10 women. Here he's rejecting the option that a lady's minion can be a minion. He says again, so now you're stuck. A lady to make it in front of 10 women, that doesn't fly. And now to make it in front of 10 women, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is not derech eretz. And that's why they stopped doing it. So he's again coming after the fact. After the fact that it's embarrassing and it's not derech eretz, again, not that it's embarrassing, it's not derech eretz, that's why women don't bench goyim. Okay? Now, comes along Rabbi Eliashiv in number 22, and he passes halacha l'maisa, the isha einim avereches, women don't bench goyim. Why? Shum debi'inan asara anoshim, because you need 10 men, the ein zed derech eretz shetavarech isha v'nei anoshim, which means the Mishnah Berura is not comfortable, the Rabbi Eliashiv is not comfortable with either of Moshe about one-on-one, or the Mishnah Berura is 9-1. Rabbi Eliashiv says you need 10 men, it's not derech eretz. However, he quotes an interesting idea. He says, ah, however, in Yerushalayim, nogu sheyoled des mevarechas agoyim. Although we just got finished saying a lady doesn't bench goyimel, so a lady has surgery, or a lady was sick from corona and she recovered, she doesn't bench goyimel. But if she has a baby, then she benches goyimel. At least in Yerushalayim. He says, "Bishar mikoyim is any yedua." I mean, I don't know what they do in New York, but I know in Yerushalayim, a lady after surgery, no goyimel. A lady after having a baby, goyimel. What's the pshat? Says Rabbi Eliashiv, "Atam sheyoledes mevarechas ukimin shebein ka misasven kulam lebris." Says very practical. It's easy to get together a minion because they all get together for the bris. Ah, what about if you have a baby girl? Ubebas yesh noigim shemisasven letfilas arvish shamatzis shabbos bebayis. Many people have a minion, which we'll talk more about, that they come together to the house on the first matzis shabbos after you have a baby. Oh, va'inisham baruchu. There you have baruchu ulachat tefilah mevarechas agoyimel. So Rabbi Eliashiv seems to be saying that the reason why they make goyimel after a baby is because it's just easier to get a minion together. Meaning after, if you have a baby, so that you have the bris, so you have 10 people at the bris, bench goyimel there. And if you have a girl, so many people have a minion, which we'll talk more about, to have everyone come to the mother's house and daven ma'ir. So Zokta Rabbi Eliashiv, from a practical standpoint, the minion in Yerushalayim was that women bench goyimel only after a baby, but not over anything else. However, if you look in Archas Rabbeinu from the Minhagim of the Stipler, he quotes from the Chazon Ish, that Chazon Ish said, "Shenoshim lo yivarchu b'chas ha-goymel, v'cheneheges b'noyis maron," that girls don't bench goymel. That was the followed custom of the Stipler's daughters. She'enem v'rechas ha-goymel l'achar leida, even after a child. So in the Kanievsky family, they don't bench goymel at all. Now again, I don't know what happens because Rabbi Eliashiv married into the Kanievsky family. Rabbi Eliashiv married... Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky married in to the Rabbi Eliashiv family, so I don't know how that works when they disagree, but Rabbi Eliashiv held that in Yerushalayim the minhag is that you bench goyim after a baby. The Chazon Ish held no. Right, then the two families mixed. So I don't know what happens in such a case when you have a mixed breed between the Kanievsky family and the Eliashiv. We've mentioned this many times in the Halacha Shurim, where very often Rabbi Eliashiv held one way, and the Kanievsky family held otherwise due to the Chazon Ish's opinion. So I don't know how those two, what do they do when those two things conflict. But over here, Rabbi Eliashiv held, the meaning of Yerushalayim was, a lady after a baby benches Goyimel, while the Chazon Ish held, no, never, ever, ever, women never bench Goyimel. Okay? If you look over in number 24, there's a sefer called Pnei Baruch. It's a very, very useful sefer, which never need to be used, but it's a sefer on Avelus, it's also on Bika Cholim. So in that sefer, there's two chidushim that come out in the haskoma of that sefer. There was a haskoma to that sefer written by Dain Fisher. And over there, he writes two chidushim. Chidush number one is that he writes a bomb chidush, which we've mentioned in the past. It's not niskabel at all, halach, as far as I know, but he writes that any pregnant woman, unless she's in the ninth month, does not fast even Yom Kippur v'Tisha B'Av. He writes a famous line. He says, I've seen so many pregnant women that miscarried because they fasted, and therefore I passed them as manazeh. No pregnant woman is allowed to fast, not even Yom Kippur, unless she's in the ninth month. If she's in the ninth month, she goes into labor. No, not the end of the world. It's a very, very difficult psak, because it's just not, doesn't, as I heard once from Rabbi Neuberger, he says, just where are the numbers? Where does he have such statistics? You speak to the OBGs today, they find that very hard to believe that that's the statistic. Maybe it's all different than America. Again, as far as I understand, the American poskim do not follow that psak. That's one chiddush. And here he writes another chiddush. He writes that this fellow wrote in the Sefer that the minig is that women don't match Kremlin. He writes, Ze'enoi, bizmanenu. Shagam ha'noshim no yeges levar. Says, dying fish are not true. Today, women bench Goymel just like men. Okay? So we have, so far, a split. He is of the opinion, again, Rebbe Eliashiv, again, the simple reading is that women should bench Goymel. We have this Magen Avraham who says it's a Rishos. We have the Knesset Gedolah who says they do it with a quasi-minion. We have Rebbe Moshe who sounds like you should do it one-on-one. And then we have Rebbe Eliashiv who says, yes, if it's a yeled, it's no for anything else. And Rechaz Nishtet says no. Diane Fisher says yes. Rabbi Belsky, says Rabbi Belsky, he was asked, should a lady bench Gremel pass to Rabbi Belsky? Tshuva. Av shenimdu anoshim levarach b'chazum mikamatam. Even though there are many reasons why women don't bench Gremel, yikomokim im ira lo neiz gadol. If she has a big, big miracle, oy nachalta choyli mesukin, when she was taka very sick, v'nesrape oy she yolda, ro'u she yishtado limtsoy dar, she should find some way to do it. Either she'll do it with from the lady section, or she'll do it with maybe the Mishnah Berura or Rav Moshe, but she should figure out a way to bench Gremel. So here Rabbi Belsky seems to say that if it was taka something big, this was this Rabbi Belsky we mentioned earlier. He said like a lady would fly on a plane, she doesn't bench Gremel. But if she was she had terrible COVID and she was hospitalized, chas v'shalom, or whatever it is, then she would bench Gremel. Then he quotes in the bottom, it's a small print, he quotes a very famous var from the Netziv. The Netziv says that why was the Karban Toida, why did the Karban Toida have so many loaves of bread, so many lachme toida? He said because the idea was you wanted to invite people to join and partake in this celebration, and by doing so you spread the miracle. So Rabbi Belsky says, he says today it's a joke. You go to shul, some guy benches Goyma. You go over, ask him afterwards and ask him what happened, and he goes on and tells everyone what happened. No, you just assume he came back from Eretz Yisrael, you move on. So he says, today it doesn't really accomplish what it's supposed to. It's supposed to accomplish a pierce manes. It doesn't really accomplish that today because people don't spend time spreading the miracles about it. Blineder, one of these nights in my shul, I hope to give a shir on the concept of Sudas Haidah. Blineder, I'll send it out to anyone who wants it. I record it in my shul and I send it out. If anyone wants the recording, Blineder, I'll send it out one of these nights to discuss the Mekar of a Sudas Haidah. So this Netziv is one of the Mekaris of the idea of you're supposed to spread the miracle. People should hear about it. And that's why the Lachme Toida had so many loaves of bread, even though one human being couldn't eat that much, it was in order to invite people. So Rabbi Belsky paskins that if it's taka a big deal miracle, a lady should bench game. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes over here an interesting pshara. He says, V'etzleinu, by us, haminig, the minig is shekisha, a lady ha'isa pshuta, if a lady had a simple delivery, she goes to shul at the earliest possible time. She just says kedusha with the tzibur, which we'll talk where that comes from. It was a C-section. Says for something dangerous, something abnormal, she should have a bench a regular going. That was the opinion, that is the opinion of, I heard from Rabbi Rudinsky from Munsi. He also says that he only tells women to bench Goyim if it was something abnormal. If it's a run in the mill, everything runs smoothly. Again, even though obviously every childbirth is a miracle, but he thinks if it was a run in the mill childbirth, he doesn't tell people to bench Goyim unless something went complicated, there was issues, then he tells, I think a C-section like this of Ephraim Greenblatt, then they bench Goyim. Okay. The Svardim, it's very clear. For Svardish ladies, it's pashut that a Svardish lady benches Goyim. That is the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, number 27. I'm not going to read it. It's a lot of what we saw. And that is the opinion of the Yalkut Yosef. And that is the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef in Truvis in Yichav Adas. Rav Avadya was the opinion that if a lady has a baby, she benches Gemel, she should figure out a way to get 10 men together. No Shailah or Goliashev. The Svadish Pesach is pretty clear. Almost all Svadish Apoyos can agree that a Svadish, a lady benches Gemel if she has a baby. And I think for that matter, she should bench Gemel if she flies. Again, if you remember the shir we had 2 weeks ago, according to this, if a Svardish lady doesn't feel well, and she's nafal lamita for a couple of hours or even a day, she has to bench Gremel. It gets a little bit more tricky for Svardish women. But I believe the Svardish psak is that they do bench Gremel. If you look over in number 29, just because we're short on time, as we often are, Reb Moshe Sternbach comes up with a chap from the great Rogachev. The Rogachev is always known for his gewaltige chaps in Lomdis, but are not always necessarily niskabel halach. So here he quotes over a chiddush from the Rogachev. The Rogachev says that the says Reb Moshe Sternbach, the nifle chiddush bal tzavtas menech. So they found the gewaltige chiddush from the Rogachev. What's the chiddush? He's mitzayin to a Rashi menachs. Rashi says she isha b'sakana. If a lady's in sakana, can she sheifaz dam b'sikna oy b'yam b'sikna? Maybe a kinim. If she brings kinim, v'tmua lama lo hevi carbon toida. Why doesn't she bring a regular carbon toida? Umefarshin explains kiven the ikar toida haida al carbon toida hu b'shasmich. He says when do you say the haida over the carbon tamid? When you do smicha on the carbon. He says, but since women don't do smicha, therefore they don't have a real shaykhis to the carbon toida. Ah, so zogt Reb Moshe Sternbach v'hinei b'echas ha-goyimel b'omimokim carbon toida. And since we got finished saying that the whole goyimel is connected to the carbon toida, and now you tell me women don't have a shaykhis to the carbon toida. Ah, the mele, now we understand why women don't bench goyimel. Says Moshe Sternbach, based on this Rogachava. Since the Rogachav was mechadish according to Rashi, that a lady doesn't really bring a carbon toida because she can't do smicha, and the ikar hayda is on the smicha, memelas on the rog, on the Moshe Sternbach. Now we understand why women don't bench. Okay, that's a shtickle toira. Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't seem like that. He thought women should bench goyimel. That's the Rogachav's lomdus, why a lady never benches goyimel because she's not really connected to the carbon toida. If you look over in the Sefer Mata Levi, he quotes a minig over here from the Yekesh Jews. He writes, the question was, in Nohagim Poi Bikila Seinu, Shanoshim Varechas Vahagoyim, Kishabas Vesak Nesses Achshi Yoldu. There's a lady bench grandma, she has a baby. He writes, in Nani Lahoshiv Shloy Zozu Po Medina Muskum, the Aim of Varechas. He says, they don't. Umulvad Mash Omuli Noshim Zitkonis Zikanois, Shloy Borchum Yolim. He says, I saw great women, very pious women who never made this bracha. But Sas Mifurish, Bishom Shekol Besef and Noy Katson Yosef. If you remember, we mentioned this in the past, the Sefer Noi Katzon Yosef was a Sefer that records the minig of the Yekesha, or parts of different Jews of the Yekesha descent. And he writes over there, Shekosim Zaloshim, Kishiyaledes, Hoylechas Bezeknezes, Baalochayiv Likra Betoira. The husband gets an aliyah, but the Einem Bevarach HaGoyma, she does not bench Goyma. Aval Oslo Misha Berach, but you make for her a Misha Berach. So the question is, why doesn't she bench goyim? Listen to the svar that he gives over here. Again, this svar is only for a wild lady after she has a baby, doesn't bench goyim. He writes, "Dehine yesh lachko." She said the rabbi saying, "Brusach abrocha goyim lechayovim tevois." We know that the text of the bracha is goyim lechayovim tevois. Avshe b'svarim shofenim alas. Even though we mentioned before in the Bishayim, you don't find that. But lechayovim tevois means that really, I deserved a punishment, but Hashem was so good to me, He overlooked it. He says, "How do you say that about childbirth?" He says, I'm just giving you right. What do you mean? How can you say that? How did I put myself in danger because I'm a bad person? No, Hashem said to have babies, so I'm having babies. He writes, Hashem is Baruch Hu, I'm mitzvah. Who is Hashem there? He says, Faket. When you make the bracha when something bad happened to you. And you deserve to get punished, but you didn't. What do you mean? I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do. How? The bracha doesn't fit for a Yeledes, argued the Mata Levi. Because when it comes to a Yeledes, you're bedavka, supposed to have a baby. Therefore, he thinks there's absolutely no reason for this bracha, and therefore he rejects the argument. This is the svara that Tzvi Pesach Frank also has, and if Shlomo Zalman quotes him in the Shlomo, that a lady after she has a baby can't bench Goyma because the text of the bracha doesn't make any sense. How am I going to put myself into sakana? It's a mitzvah. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, anachab dekasha. So is traveling in the ocean. And many people opt to do that. So you see that what? You're allowed to opt in to do something which is dangerous. So therefore argues Rav Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't see why this is a taina. Therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the notion that you don't bench Goyma because you're not allowed to put yourself into sakana. But that is such a thought out there. That the reason why Yoledes doesn't bench Goymel is because she's doing a mitzvah. She's doing something which is special. She's doing something Hashem wants you to do. That's not called putting yourself into sakana. That's not called being in a massive of danger. That's called doing what you're supposed to do. And therefore, many think, Frank, and this, apparently this minig in the Sefer Shevet Mata Levi, the minig was that women don't bench Goymel after they have a baby, which was clearly against the psak of what Rabbi Yashiv called Minug Yerushalayim. Now, if we just turn quickly to the last page, we'll see Rabbi Zalman's opinion. Rabbi Zalman writes, HaMinug Yerushalayim, Shayoledes Mevarechas HaGoyma, a lady after childbirth does bench Goyma, Kisha Krevim is asking when all the relatives get together in the house. Aval HaShar HaChiyuvim Ein HaNashim Mevarechas, but no other reason. So Rabbi Zalman is following this Rabbi Yashiv's Minug Yerushalayim. Minig Yerushalayim is that after childbirth, yes; after everything else, no. He writes, "But v'chein lo yivarech abal abura." But the husband does not make it for her. He doesn't buy into what we saw earlier that the husband benches on her behalf. He rejects that. He also rejects the option of making it in front of nine women. He says it's poshut; you have to have 10 men. So we have Rabbi Yashiv. We have again what we call today Minig Yerushalayim. What do people do today? So I think what I always did for all my children that were born, it was my wife would get together a minyan. My wife would bench Goyma in front of a minyan of 10 men. I think that was the Kabbalah that I had from my Rebbe of Kalman Epstein. He told me, yeah, Vato, she should bench Goyma after she has a baby. And I think that's the way the sugya seems to present. Again, you have this Chazinish and others that felt not. But I think, again, my humble opinion, I'm not here to knock other menhagim, but I think it's quite a compelling argument, definitely after a baby, it's definitely a fair assumption that a lady should have to bench Goyma. Again, you can invite your family. If you have a large family, invite all your brothers and all your sisters and all your grandchildren, but just have 10 men above the age of 13, and that would fulfill the obligation for benching Goyma. Again, I think in the Chassidish community, it's not accepted that women bench Goyma. But I don't think it's necessarily so posh that it has to be that way. I think perhaps the more correct version was that a lady should bench Goyma in front of 10 men would be the better option. I was told a certain Rav, a very choshev Rav, follows the Mishnah Berurah, that he tells women to get a couple of women together, 9 women and 1 man. I don't know. I think, like Yerushalmi Zalman was not a fan of that. I think it's more logical to try to find a minyan of 10 men. It's a little easier to do. However, the Klotzenberger Rebbe, and Divrei Yatziv has a chiddush over here where he wants to explain why women don't bench Goyma. First of all, he starts off quoting from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. First Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya said that a lady, after she has a baby, has to bench Goyma. So for those Chabatskers, so after you have a baby, your wife has to come to shul. She should bench Goyma. Again, it's not so difficult. Again, at a bris, it's very easy to do. At a bris, you have all the family. Again, maybe not. Hopefully after Corona is behind us, it'll be a little easier, but you just get 10 men together. It could be relatives, it could be family member. 10 men above the age of 13. You say the bracha. For my last son, my wife forgot to make it at the bris, so I forgot to remind her. So what she did was, after davening one Shabbos afternoon in my shul, when davening was over, after the last kaddish, all the men, was my wife popped her head into the ladies' men's section, and she benched Goyma. I thought some people were going to faint. They didn't know what was going on. I think that's the right thing to do. I think a lady should bench Goyma in front of 10 men. I think that's the halacha. Many people don't do it. Okay. I'm not saying you don't have who to be Samechan. But I definitely think after you led this, I think that's definitely the... And again, that's what I was told from my Rebbe. But if you look over in the Klotzenberger Rebbe, he comes up with an interesting svar, why women don't bench Goyma. He writes, why don't they bench Goyma? He says, because it's a problem of Kol Isha. So it's a Kol Isha. Somehow, when the lady recites the bracha, you got to enjoy hearing her voice, and that's a problem of kol ish. It's a shtickel chiddush. That's the Klotzenberger Rebbe's opinion. And then he writes later on. He says, "I have a better pshat." He wants to tell you that women, everything that happens to women, is really a reflection of their husbands. I don't know if you want to say this over to your wives either. So he wants to tell you that if something bad happened to my wife, it's because it's me. Like we said, for a father and a son, everything is reflective of the husband, and therefore it's a zilzul for my wife to say that she was in sakan because I'm a bad person. So therefore, zok the Klotzenberger Rebbe, but that's why you don't say it. Okay, a lot of that is totally what we said in the other shurim about the text of the bracha. If you look over in the bottom in the Sefer Avnei Yoshva, he writes a lemaisa. Since the Knesset Gedola says you can do 9 women, 1 man, he thinks that's the best eitzah. Very simple. Take 8 women, the lady counts, and you take your husband. It's very easy today. Again, according to Mr. Brew, it's very easy to do Birchas Goyma. Your wife invites 8 of her friends, you're there, boom. According to the Mr. Brew, you're Yoitze Birchas Goyma. Now, interestingly enough, the Shari Ephraim holds women don't bench Goyma, which is interesting. He thinks women don't bench Goyma, but he thinks that you should do something else. And that's what I wanted to spend some time talking about right now. Now, many people have heard of this minug, that a lady will not leave the house after she has a baby, unless it's to go to shul. She won't do carpool, she won't go to the doctor, she won't do grocery shopping, nothing. The first time she leaves the house after she has a baby, she has to go to shul. Has anyone else heard of this minhag? I've heard of this minhag. Where does this come from? What's this all about? Now, I don't mean to belittle it, but as my Rebbe once told me, it's not anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, Shas, and Paiske. Standard Shas and Paiske. Now, what's this all about? So if you took for a second, in number 38, in the Sefer Betzel HaChochma, that's the Debet Sina Rav's brother, the Betzel HaChochma, who lived in Australia. He writes, someone asked him, what's this minhag that a lady, after she has a baby, before she leaves the house, a week or 2 weeks after the baby, there's another minhag that they make a minyan in the house before she leaves. Meaning, when the day your wife plans on leaving the house, that night before, they'll make a minyan in the house and they'll have a ma'ariv, and they'll give out food. They'll give out mezainis, they'll give out schnapps. Well, what's such a minhag? So he writes, there's another minhag. There's another minhag that the first time she leaves the house, she has to go to shul to daven ma'ariv. And someone asked the Betzel HaChochma, what's this all about? Now, I had a lady once call me up. She said, I need to go to the doctor, but I haven't yet went to shul. Am I allowed to leave the house? Mom's like, it was a din. You're not allowed to leave the house before. What's this all about? So the truth is, he goes on to explain in the Sefer Pri HaGefen, a very nice Sefer, he says, there's really, really no mekar for this. So what's this all about? This is all based on the Sefer Teres Chaim HaMasechet Sanhedrin. The Teres Chaim HaMasechet Sanhedrin wants to suggest that Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach is a form of Hoidah. It's a form of saying thank you. So therefore, when the husband recites Baruch Hu, and he has in mind to be Moitzi his wife with Gaimel, and the wife hears the Gaimel, the wife hears the Baruch Hu, that constitutes a Berchas HaGaimel. And therefore, this is why many women were so makbid that they wanted to go to shul to hear Baruch Hu, because the Baruch Hu fills the role of Gaimel. And that's why many people have admitted that the wife, before she goes out, she has a ma'ariv in the house. This way she can hear the Baruch Hu. And when she hears the Baruch Hu, she'll be yoytzeh Berchas HaGaimel. So what I always tell the women is, forget the Baruch Hu. Make a regular Berchas HaGaimel. Why are you using a Baruch Hu? My Rebbe wasn't very keen on this idea of this Teres Chaim to use the Baruch, but many people are saying on this, which means that the women go to shul, and very often you'll see a lady in the ladies section, she's going to shul to hear the Baruch, because the Baruch is b'machim the Gaimel, and that's why it'll be a kima b'chas a Gaimel. But I have a better option. Just bench Gaimel. Do it the right way. But this is where it became the accepted custom in many communities that the ladies will first go to shul before they leave the house, because they want to hear the Baruch, because the Baruch is b'machim Gaimel. Again, Meikar Adin, it's not what the regular Paiskim write. The regular Paiskim write, you should just bench Gaimel. Or don't bench Gaimel.
Could you please repeat that? Why should the Baruch be the Baruch
of Gaimel? If you look over, I'm not reading inside because we're short on time, but in 37, he quotes and he brings Rayas that the Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarich is a version of Hoidah. And therefore, since it works as a Hoidah, it fills the role of Birchas HaGaimel. And therefore, he says that when the husband says it, that's good enough. Okay? And that's why the minhag became that many women go to shul to hear Baruch Hu. But again, halach l'mais, in my humble opinion, I think it would be more correct for a lady just to bench Gaimel. However she wants to configure the minhag, that's up to her. But many people have this minhag. I'm telling you, I've spoken to women, this is like sacred. They will not leave the house until they go to shul or hear the Baruch Hu. To me, it seems like not necessarily is the case. So halach l'mais, I think, in my opinion, this is the Masara that I have, that I think a woman after a baby should bench Gaimel, and perhaps even after a tzara, if a lady went through COVID and was very sick and Baruch Hashem recovered, I think she should bench Gaimel. She can either invite her family over, or she can maybe go to shul and ask everyone to stay over afterwards. But I think there's definitely a strong case to be made that a lady should bench Gaimel. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we will probably discuss, I think we're all done with Birchas HaGaimel for now, even though there's more to talk about, but I think we'll move on. We'll probably talk about in Yoni, probably the 3 weeks or the Tainus, as that is quickly approaching next Thursday.